Trojan.
Bank of Cardiff, it's Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hi, Jeremiah. It's Percy Squire.
Hey, Percy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was giving you a call because I received your web registration here and wanted to see if you had a few minutes to talk about it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So I had the name of the business as Percy Squire Co. LLC. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. And Percy, are you 100% owner of the business?
Yes, I am.
All right. Awesome. So tell me a little bit about what you're looking for here, and I'll see if I can answer any questions you might have.
You know, my business engages in two industries.
Okay.
I run a law firm. I'm a lawyer, but then I also operate radio stations. And in connection with that latter statement, there are two radio stations that I'm attempting to put on the air right now, one in Columbus and one in Youngstown. And there's certain equipment that I need to buy in order to do that.
Okay.
But the thing I wanted to know, I'm familiar, you know, I've dealt with different people who've said they can, you know, make loans and so forth. And, they are doing it on the basis of daily ACHs against my deposits. But
okay. Yeah, that's not an equipment loan.
Okay, but in my situation, what I was going to say is I only have a personal account. I don't have a business account.
Okay.
Because I'm basically a DBA. So I just wanted to make sure that wasn't the type of loan that you were discussing here.
No.
I own what's known as a radio translator, which is a small FM radio station.
Uh-huh.
And it's been appraised at, you know, about $150,000 or so. And that's available to be pledged as collateral for this equipment loan. But what I need to do right now is I need to purchase a couple of antennas and a small transmitter. And then I have a, so I can probably, in the neighborhood of $50,000, get one radio station on the air, and then I can start generating some revenue out of that station in order to get the other one built and on the air.
Okay, so for the 50.
And I have a business plan, too, if you'd like to see it.
Okay, so what is Percy Squire Co. LLC? What business is that?
Percy Squire Company LLC is a law firm.
Is a law firm, okay.
Correct.
Okay. And the radio station company isn't really up and running yet, right?
Well, it was through the 20th of June. I had one radio station. Here's the thing. It's on the Internet,
uh-huh.
But it's not coming out over the air. I was broadcasting over the air until June 20th of 2015.
Okay.
On June 20th of 2015, I sold that frequency to another company called Salem Media, a publicly traded company. And what I wanted to do in place of that was to move my station to a different over-the-air frequency onto a different platform, so I was totally independent. And while I'm making this transition, I've continued to broadcast on the Internet, but I'm not going out over the air like I was up until June 20th.
Okay. Now, because what I'm thinking is we do equipment loans, but we only do them under businesses. So we don't do personal. I mean, you sign for it, but under the business. But we can put it under Percy Squire Co. LLC. We could do that.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay. How long has that business been in business for? Your law firm?
Since 2000.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Yeah, we could do that. And I'm not talking about a loan where you have to pay a daily payment. I'm literally talking like a 5-year term type of loan with a monthly payment on that particular equipment. That's what you're looking for, right?
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Perfect. And the $50K, is that just for the equipment?
That's basic. No. There is... I hate the... it's to put the thing on the air. I have to pay a certain amount of money for the equipment, and then I have to pay a certain amount of money to the owner of the station that we are going to be broadcasting. What it is, he wants to, he'll sell me the station for $180,000. I can operate the station for 2 years for $30,000, and then at the 25th month, I have to make a balloon payment.
Okay, so I'm confused on what you want me to do. Do you want me to help you get capital so you can use it however you want, or do you want me to help you finance the equipment in particular?
Well, in the short term, I want to finance the equipment.
Okay, all right. And how much is the equipment that we're talking about? What's the dollar amount there?
The equipment, that's the $50,000 amount.
Okay, so if you can get me an invoice for equipment, that'll be around $50,000.
That is correct.
Okay, all right, cool.
Yep, and I can sure do that.
And do you already have it picked out? Like, do you have a vendor picked out that you'd be buying this equipment from?
Yes, I do. There's a couple different vendors, though.
Okay.
Like the company who produces the antennas is named PSI.
They're
right outside. Yeah. Then I have to get the transmitter. That's from a different company. That's from Peter's Broadcast Company. Okay. And then there's some other incidentals. We have to buy what's called Comrex systems. A Comrex, because we do everything now in terms of moving our signal. We do everything over the internet.
Okay.
You know, so we have to buy 4 Comrex boxes. We have to buy an antenna. We have to buy a transmitter. Then we have to buy like 900 feet of transmission line. But I can give you an itemization.
Perfect.
On the equipment along with invoices.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
I can. That's what I'll need. So do you want me to get you? Do you want me to get you approved for more than 50, or is 50 going to be the max?
I'd like to get approved for more than 50, but okay. I didn't know what amount of revenue, because I generate revenue right now in my law practice.
Okay. What type of revenues are you guys doing? What'd you do for?
Let me see here. Through the end of August, my revenue, let me get out here, and this is not concluding, through the end of August, I had revenue so far this year at $227,000.
Okay, good. Now, let me ask you this. How would you rate your personal credit, Percy?
My credit score is 617.
617, okay.
Correct.
Why is that? Is there something on there I should know about?
Yep. No, my credit score is 617 because I've had to file a bankruptcy.
Okay.
In the past, I never completed the bankruptcy because I was trying to do a Chapter 11. I owned 6 radio stations that were financed by a hedge fund out of New York called WB's Warren Special Opportunities Fund. It was not a good in. It was not a good move for me to make. We ended up losing those radio stations. Zwirn was kind of a loan-to-own company that invested in distressed assets. And the combination of dealing with that experience and the bankruptcy has affected my credit score.
Okay, so are you currently in a bankruptcy, or is it discharged?
No.
What's the situation with that?
I didn't fund it. I didn't file a Chapter 7. I filed a Chapter 11
okay.
to try to restructure debt.
Wow.
And the other thing is I got suspended from the practice of law.
Okay.
I was suspended from the practice. I started practicing law in 1981. I got suspended in 2011. I was only reinstated in December of 2015. And that vastly affected my revenue during that period.
Okay.
You know, I mean, my revenue was cut in more than, you know, from my practice law. You know, after 30 years, I got suspended. My revenue was decreased by like half.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. All right.
So that's why my credit score is where it is.
So is it going to show me that you're currently in a bankruptcy right now, or what?
No.
I'm confused with that. Okay.
No, see, what I did, While I was suspended, I filed a Chapter 11 in order to try to restructure my debt.
Okay.
Unlike a Chapter 7 where you are just liquidating and you say, I want to walk away from my debt.
Correct.
A Chapter 11, you are trying to reorganize and restructure the debt, but you have to fund it. You have to say, I'm going to pay creditors this amount over this amount of time. I never came up with the capital to fund the plan I wanted to put together, so the bankruptcy was dismissed. When you file a Chapter 11, they give you like maybe 9 months or something like that to come up with the way to fund it.
Okay.
You know, and I never funded my restructuring plan, so the bankruptcy was dismissed. But the fact that I have filed a bankruptcy will show up on my credit.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense.
I was never discharged. I never sought a discharge. All I ever attempted to do was to restructure my debt.
Okay, and it shows that you filed.
I think it probably does.
Okay. All right. Well, so there's definitely something we can do here. It's a really easy process. I have your email. Let me double check. It's the right email.
Mm-hmm.
psquire@sp-lawfirm.com.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Perfect. Percy, I'm going to send you the application. I'm going to need an actual wet signature on there from you, and then some bank. Well, you say you don't have the business bank statements for that.
Oh, I have bank statements, but they are not business bank statements.
Okay, then don't worry about it. I don't need those. And then, do you have 2015 tax return filed?
Yes.
Perfect. So just send me the application that I send you and then 2015 tax return. And you don't happen to have those invoices for the equipment, do you?
I'm going to put them all together.
Perfect. And then send me some invoices. Give me about 24 or 48 hours. So it's already late Friday, so I can probably get back to you the end of Monday.
That's great.
And then we'll hopefully have an answer for you then and try to move forward from there.
I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to it. Now, when I send all this stuff back, I'll send my business plan because I think that will give you a better explanation for what I'm doing here. Okay.
Yeah, perfect. And do you have my direct number? Yeah, you just called me on it, right? So that the number you called is my direct line.
858-909-8867.
Correct. That's the one.
Okay, good. And I'll put these invoices together.
Sounds good. All right, I'll send you that email in about 5 minutes here.
Okay.
Thanks. All right, Percy. Thanks again.
Sure. Bye.
All right, bye.